This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we take a look at the story of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, one of the Ashara Mubashara, one of those Sahaba who was part of the group of 10 that received the glad tidings of Jannah collectively at the same time from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a young man when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with Nubuwa, and he was a young man in search of the truth. He was a young man who knew that the ways of his people and the rituals and the practices of worship of his people were not correct, were not logical, were not in alignment with the original teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that one day I saw a dream. And in my dream I saw that, I was drowning in darkness. Different levels of darkness, level upon level, layer upon layer of darkness. And in between all of that darkness, there were these stars that were shining out. And when I went in the direction of those stars, I found that there were others who had reached the stars or had reached the moon. Rather, there was this moon shining out from in between all of this darkness. And as I started to move into the direction of the moon, I saw that others had reached there before me. Who were the others? Zayd bin Haritha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali bin Abi Talib and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So he says, the next day I went looking for them. And that's when I heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had proclaimed that he was a Nabi, and he was calling people to the deen of Islam. And I went to him and I accepted Islam on his hands. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was from amongst those who accepted Islam in the very early days, in the very initial stages. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very happy when Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, because Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was from the tribe of Banu Zuhra. And Banu Zuhra was the name of the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother, Amina. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to refer to him as his uncle. And one day when Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was passing by, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told people, "That's my uncle. Show me if you can match an uncle like that. Look at my uncle, what kind of an uncle I have, you know, the caliber of the man." Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, when he accepted Islam, he found himself facing a great challenge, a huge challenge, a tremendous challenge. He was a man who really served his parents, and he loved his parents tremendously, especially his mother. But when his parents found out he had accepted Islam, they totally, totally lost it. They became so angry with him that his mother told him, "I refuse to eat and drink until you renounce this new deen of yours." And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu tried to reason with her, but she wanted to hear nothing. She stopped eating, she stopped drinking. After a few days, she was losing weight. Her health started to suffer. He tried every tactic in the book to try and convince her that, "Please eat, please drink. You know, I love you, I don't want to see you die." She said, "No, until you don't renounce this new deen of yours, I'm not going to touch one morsel of food. I'm not going to drink even one drop of water." He tried to tempt her, but to no avail. Finally, one day he told his mother, "Mom, I love you. Mommy, I really love you. But I love my Allah more. I love my Allah more. I take an oath by Allah. If you have to lose your life 1,000 times, I will be able to tolerate that. But I cannot turn my back on the religion of Allah." When he said that to her mother, then her spirit broke, because obviously she was trying to force him to renounce his acceptance of Islam. And that's when she ate. And Allah revealed the very famous verse of the Quran, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. When your parents try and make you associate partners with Allah because of their ignorance, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't follow them. Do not obey them. Do not obey your parents if they want you to disobey Allah. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But continue to be good to them in this world. So, as I said, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu accepted Islam in the early days. Later on, when they were in Madinatul Munawwara, when it came on the occasion of Badr, his younger brother Umair, there's a famous story with regards to Umair as well. Umair wanted to take part in the Battle of Badr, but he was very young. So he tried to gap in, you know, he tried to just slip in. Because he knew if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell him, "You're very young and you cannot participate." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and told him that you cannot participate. And his heart broke. His heart broke. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw how heartbroken this young boy was, he then gave him permission. He couldn't even carry a sword properly. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu had to help him tie it, to drag the sword to the Battle of Badr. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu came back alive, but not his brother Umair. That desire and that enthusiasm for martyrdom was there, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted it. On the occasion of Uhud, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was amongst those few Sahaba who remained behind with many and fled to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the ambush. And on that occasion, there were just a few people left protecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the mushrikeen were really upping the ante. They were really putting pressure, and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was shooting arrows, and he was a good marksman. With every arrow that he was shooting, he was hitting one from the enemy and killing them. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Irmi Sa'd, irmi, shoot, fidaka abi wa ummi, may my parents be sacrificed for you." And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu used to take pride in that statement for many, many years after that. He would say, "I'm the only person with regards to whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may my parents be sacrificed for you." Then came the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, there was a great threat from the superpower of the time, one of the superpowers of the time, the Persians. And there was a need to send a very big army. Umar radiallahu anhu sent letters throughout the Muslim lands that send, you know, horsemen and send goods and send weapons and armory. We need to prepare a very big and a very strong and mighty army to take on the Persians. And when he made mashwara with, respectable and wise people that who should be the leader, there was unanimity, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And when he went with him, there were about 99 Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr. There were about just over 300 who were at the Bay'at Ridwan. There were about 300 or two at the conquest of Makkah. And there were some 700 from the children and progeny of Sahaba. It's a story all on its own, one that we should read when we have the time. But he was the conqueror of Persia, and he was the hero of Qadsiyah. And the odds were totally stacked against them at Qadsiyah. But they managed to pull off a very unlikely victory in a way that was absolutely remarkable and leaves historians to this day, struck with amazement. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was at the forefront of it. When he lived for a very long time, and he lived to a very ripe old age, and when he realized that death was nearing him, then he asked to be buried in the very clothing with which he had participated in the Battle of Badr, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could look upon him with a gaze of mercy. These are our true heroes. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make their lives and their qualities and their actions and their words an inspiration for us. Sahaba Profiles, for myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.